It's not recording,
okay.
Is it?
It is recording now. So what's happening there in Edinburgh?
Okay, in Edinburgh today, but it's been around... it's not recording,
okay.
Is it?
It is recording now. So what's happening there in Edinburgh?
Okay, in Edinburgh today, but it's been around... I think it would be between 8 and 12,000 people on the streets. We've marched to the Scottish Parliament, the American Embassy, and now we're... I think it would be between 8 and 12,000 people on the streets. We've marched to the Scottish Parliament, the American Embassy, and now we're outside Jack McConnell's house, the Scottish First Minister, and we're having a rally outside his house. And that's taking place for, outside Jack McConnell's house, the Scottish First Minister, and we're having a rally outside his house. And that's been taking place for the last hour or so. There's been 5 arrests today, and once this part of the rally is finished, we're going to head up to the police for the last hour or so. There's been 5 arrests today, and once this part of the rally is finished, we're going to head up to the police station where they're being held and demand that they be released.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any specific questions?
Station, where they're being held, and demand that they be released.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any specific questions here for him at all, or just find out what's going on? Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else going on? I mean, what were the people arrested for? How have the police been?
Well, one man was arrested apparently.
Here for him at all, or just find out what's going on? Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else going on? I mean, what were the people arrested for? How have the police been?
Well, one man was arrested apparently for wearing a mask.
Right.
And they moved in with horses and and a fight for wearing a mask.
Right.
And they moved in with horses and and I think bath bombs were used as well. And it got fairly ugly for a while, but. From what I've seen in other cities, I think bath bombs were used as well. And it got fairly ugly for a while, but from what I've seen in other cities, I think Edinburgh's police force seem to be fairly lenient. Certainly there's quite a lot of cooperation, although there are I think Edinburgh's police force seem to be fairly lenient. There's quite a lot of cooperation. Although there are the odd fascist policemen who are going to take this opportunity to flex their muscles, but on the whole, I think Edinburgh seems to have a better fascist policemen who are going to take this opportunity to flex their muscles. But on the whole, I think Edinburgh seems to have a better more cooperation with police than other cities.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's planned next?
Yeah, we're just heading more cooperation with police in other cities.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's planned next?
Yeah, we're just heading up now. There's maybe 1,000 of us left. Because we've been out since noon today, so that's coming up to 4 hours. So we're going to head up now to St Leonard's police station. And heading up now. There's maybe 1,000 of us left. Because we've been out since noon today, so that's coming up to 4 hours. So we're going to head up now to St Leonard's police station and demand that these 5 arrested protesters are released